hey, you guys like Sonic? Well, I also like Sonic, and, you know, I'll need your help to escape from this city with me. And this is Weepy Sweet. Let's go.
My audio levels are good.
I think mine are good. They might be a little bit low, but you can turn them up, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine. Just so long as we don't have a lot of bleed through again. And
it's dead silent.
I needed to make the audio quieter anyway. It was a little too loud in the last episode, in my opinion.
Yeah, maybe.
A little too bright is what they call it in the biz.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the clap?
Yeah, let's clap.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Okay, good.
Got better at that.
Yeah, we were in sync. We're vibing.
We're not in sync. I'm not Joey Fatone. Is that?
I am. Wait, is he the Backstreet or is he?
Listen, I've never been to a Backstreet. I don't care to be in a Backstreet. However,
that's where I get all my illegal beach queens.
That's where you get all your illegal beach queens from, Joey Fatone.
Yeah, from Joey Fatone.
Listen,
he has his dumb goatee. He's got a big old trench coat and a fedora.
Late '90s pop stars will get you what you need. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Heroin, import figures, the Sonic OVA on bootleg DVD, they'll get you what you need.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever gotten from a late 90s pop star?
Once, Topanga gave me a copy of Rocco's Modern Life, but it was on Betamax, which was really weird.
The guy who did drums, and he's not really a pop star, but the guy who did drums for Santana's Smooth.
Not Rob Thomas?
Not Rob Thomas.
I thought Rob Thomas did all the other accompaniment in that song.
I have no clue. I just wanted to say Rob Santana's Smooth, great song, great single.
Quality song.
Okay, I'm going to reveal it now. I am Santana.
Did June Sano do that song?
No, I did it. I'm Santana.
You did that one. Oh, okay.
I have a really nice house. And I have a lot of help, and I have a lot of servants.
Servants?
Their
living conditions are a little bit too low for me to call them servants. I don't know, Russ.
I got big pop star movie. Me and Bono hang out, and we play battle mode on Sonic Adventure 2 Battle for the GameCube.
That's
plays Chaos, that motherfucker.
That shithead. Bonobos, what are you doing?
Bonobos, you know what? We're not here to talk about you two. There's a far more popular, intelligent podcast hosted by two people who are far more famous and successful than we'll ever be.
But what those guys don't have is a deep, deep knowledge and understanding of two things. Pizza. And Sonic.
We want to thank first our in-house band. That was Lamont Cook. Twitter handle is Weepy Sweet Monty. He'll be playing us in every week. Next week he's doing Pumpkin Hill Soup. He already promised us. Beautiful. See you later, buddy. He recorded it live in the studio with us. He had his little snare drum and he was bopping at it. I don't know if that was in the feed or not. He loves bopping a lot. Thank you, Monty.
We love you, Monty.
Monty, we can't wait to hear your cover of Pumpkin Hill Soup. You're going to wrap your little heart out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Beautiful. Beautiful song. What a great show we had last week.
That was a really great show.
People were tweeting me afterwards. They said to me, I didn't listen to it.
No, but I could tell. I could look at it and these waveforms, ooh boy.
They didn't actually, they said they wanted to, though. And, you know, if we look at it like the GameStop, they provide, Alan, I'm not sure if you're familiar, you mostly get people to bring you your games these days.
Yeah, I whine about it enough on Twitter, and eventually somebody delivers it to me.
And you only buy Sega Genesis games. You've not moved on to the next gen. Except for the Dreamcast, okay.
I have the Dreamcast. That's actually, I'm just playing Shenmue still.
Yeah.
So
that's going to last you forever. There's content in there for days.
There's an entire world within Shenmue that I can never hope to completely see.
What Seaman are you on this time, you pervert?
I'm on the Seaman. That's the one where the disc is in my toilet because it's gross. I don't play it.
Wait, you actually genetically modified a fish and turned it into a Seaman.
Yeah, I made one just so I like a living effigy.
When I used your toilet the other day, there was a man standing in the corner, a wrinkly old fool.
Yeah, it was Leonard Nimoy.
You paid him? He's in your house right now.
Did you look at his dick? Because I hear it's really weird.
I thought that may have been like a giant bust of Gollum that you had purchased from the set of Lord of the Rings with its dick hanging out.
Well, I do have that, but if you notice, I have the toilet paper roll attached to his dick. So you can just unwind it. Yeah.
Okay, wow. Anyway, thank you for joining us on Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one pizza/Sonic podcast. Not the number one Sonic podcast yet, and not the number one pizza podcast yet. But
no, it's
combined.
The best of both worlds. Hannah Montana style, baby.
Who's that?
She's the, she's kind of like...
Miley Cyrus?
No. Don't even get those two confused.
Excuse me.
One of them has blonde hair, and one of them has, like, brunette hair.
Is she from Montana, the state?
I don't think so. I think she's, like, French Montana, like the rapper. She might be his sister.
I don't know a lot about Montana, because I don't know if they have a famous food chain or not, which is...
They have somewhere called Butte, and that's like, come on.
Butte? They have a place called Butte?
Yeah, Butte.
I've actually been there before. I stayed at a hotel there once.
You did?
Yeah. I was there to do my leg day.
Like, so wait, you traveled to Butte to do legs?
You don't want to know what I did when I was in Dildo, Canada.
Presumably nothing with dildos, because you went to a butt place for legs.
I was working... Oh, shit.
Something tangential to that. So I'm guessing you went there for fleshlights?
I went there for fleshlights.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. You gotta go to the place... Hey, so listen, everybody's going to...
Oh, I meant lampreys. I went fishing for lampreys.
Lampreys are basically fleshlights,
yeah. They're
the
lamprey on my dick, though. Because it was so hard, I was using so much Viagra. I had a big, hard dick that I had to...
Wait, you put the lamprey in your dick?
No, on it.
Oh, on it. Well, yeah, that's like how they're supposed to be
on
used.
It, Sonic. Duh. Sonic T. Hedgehog, our favorite hedgehog. Pizza, our favorite food. Welcome to our great podcast.
Welcome again.
Welcome again.
We're saying it twice.
I just want... See, we're such an informative podcast. We like loading the front with information so that the people who are checking out...
There's just some quality information on lampreys, dildos,
Joey Fatone,
flashlights. Whatever you need,
my
man.
My career is Santana and my song Smooth, the only song I know of my own catalog.
Yeah. There's that one with Black Magic Woman.
Black Magic Woman.
He's old. I don't know.
Yeah. There's a JoJo's character named after him. So
yeah,
he's gotta
there
be
is.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, he wears like a diaper and he says hair. It's pretty cool.
In the world of JoJo's, you know, it's all based on power and strength, so a diaper's okay. Sorry for non-JoJo's fans out there. We don't know what you're doing with your life, but you're probably playing Sonic
games. Yeah, if you're
games.
Playing Sonic games or eating pizza, it's okay if you don't watch JoJo's. It's like a 2 out of 3 sitch.
Yeah. But we're here. Okay, we always start the show by talking about our own lives, which is to say. That was the front loading of information. We're like what's that one podcast where they actually stuff you
this
should
American
know
Life.
Stuff you should know.
Stuff you should know about Santana, dildos, whatever.
And that show's fucking bullshit because they never give you enough of what you need, which is real info. Like shit that's gonna matter in your life. Like,
have they ever talked about pizza? I don't think so.
They probably talked about like
artesian, this is where the pizza came from. Naples.
Discovery Channel, we get paid to do this. And then they say some ethics. See, there's no ethics in podcasting journalism. And pizza journalism either.
No.
And they're getting paid off by Big Hut. Big Hut.
Jabba the Hut.
I thought you were going to make a Pizza the Hut joke. I was afraid that old loony Mr. Mel Brooks was going to come after us for stealing his joke. And if you're sensitive about us stealing jokes, well, guess what, Twitter? You can just go in a hole and sit there and cry. Because I'm not stealing these jokes. I'm too fast for these.
Yeah, if you steal and nobody, and you're too fast, they can't catch you.
Because I learned from Sonic. Actually, I won a big track tournament in high school from using my running technique I learned from playing Sonic Adventure 2.
I thought you learned that from Naruto.
Naruto taught me dodging technique and Shadow Clone Ninjutsu.
Did he teach you the sexy girl jutsu?
No.
Oh.
It got kind of weird. He tried to, and things got a little strange. And
okay.
Let's just say my erotic fanfiction came out really well.
Well, that's nice. That is its own specific jutsu, yes.
Now, granted, Naruto doesn't exist, and this is just a very erotic fantasy I had. I have a girlfriend, by the way. I just want to repeat that now.
Well, for now you do, at least. For now. Until she hears this.
Speaking of a girlfriend and eroticism. Personal stuff and eroticism, we're going to go into our first segment, Quillhead's Talk Shop, personally.
Personally. I whispered it that time.
I didn't hear it. I'm going to boost it in post.
Boost that whisper.
Boost that whisper in post.
To boost the eroticism. Can you look at these levels and analyze them for eroticism? Can you...
There's a plus.
If you look at the waveform, you'll see the part that looks like a dick, and that's the part you need to boost.
That's so funny, because when you look at my waveform, it just makes the numbers 420 over and over again.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really weird. Mine's just in
binary, but I only use the characters 0, 2, and 4 to program.
Yeah, that's a legitimate base, number base, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I understand math.
Yeah.
And there's only one mathematics I know, and that's Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 equals 3, and 3 is a magic number. And
3 will never... I'm praying that it'll exist. Someday, maybe.
Speaking of magic number, 666, the devil, we have a devil on our hands, and that's called Sonic _ Hedgehog.
Those fucking shitheads.
They are fucking with Alan. This guy.
They're fucking with me.
He lives
there. At this point, it's cyberbullying. I think. I think they are cyberbullying me, and I don't really know how to feel about.
I like to think that their
anymore.
_ is kind of like a bully's underbite.
Just their troglodyte jaw.
He's a fucking
attached to this.
He's a fucking Neanderthal. Sorry to the Neanderthal listeners out there, but.
Sorry, Dan Encino Man, Brendan Fraser, we love you.
Sorry, Geico commercials from the early 2000s.
Yeah,
I directed
the first
episode of that TV show, by the way. Did you know that?
Captain Caveman?
No.
Wait, Geico?
The guy, you know they made a TV show based off the TV.
Oh, yeah, I know they did. It was great.
Yeah, I directed that first episode.
You did?
No pickup. A little thing called Hollywood Politics.
Huh.
It's fine.
Wonder if the shitheads running the Sega account, Sonic account, have anything to do with it.
Yeah, probably. So
probably.
Nasty,
Illuminati.
These little nasty underbited freaks nibbling at your toes.
Nibbling at my sanity.
Nibbling at your sanity. These fucks.
Yeah, I entered another contest this week, and it was so last week's contest was for the Sonic the Hedgehog hat, the one that Russ is wearing right now and rubbing in my face, literally and figuratively, and honestly, I can't, Russ. Please,
I apologize. Here, I'm just gonna rub it on your chest. It
can a little bit lower.
Sorry, I'm gonna edit out all this wool and hair and all this staticky pops from like the pure static electricity. But please continue.
My hair is standing up like Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Oh, I just thought that was your new look.
That is my new look, because I also haven't slept in the last week because this Sonic _ Hedgehog is killing me.
Ugh.
I've been refreshing my Twitter feed, praying every moment that I will win this week's prize, a supersonic wall scroll.
Wow.
Didn't win it.
That would have looked beautiful on your wall, by the way.
Yeah, it would have. It would have.
This guy is an art collector, and he collects oil-based paintings, a lot of watercolors.
Yeah, a lot of photographs, black and white, tasteful nudes.
Tasteful nudes. Well, most of them are tasteful nudes. And Sonic technically is mostly nude.
Technically, yes.
So I don't think it would have stood out, you know.
No.
So Sega can't use that excuse, because you tweeted a picture at their wall. Didn't they tweet back at, like, I don't think it'll fit the decor and the theme of your wall, even though you won? Didn't you win?
Yeah. What? No, I did not win.
But they, like, cheated you out of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I should have won. In my heart, I won. I knew I should have won.
These fuckers. Playing games with Alan here. He's been a loyal fan since the start. He says...
Since forever!
He gave some constructive criticism to Sonic Boom, which is to die.
And they've punished me ever since. It's a living hell. I've been blacklisted.
Listen, I have only said negative things. I've got a lot of Hollywood pull, though. Alan's kept out of the system.
Yeah, I'm off the grid here.
He is off the grid.
But I thought I was immune to it, but I'm not. I'm not. It's killing me.
It is killing Alan. Like,
do you know who won? Do you want to know who won? I'll out this fucking guy.
Don't dox this guy.
I'm going to dox this guy. Because it is at WhatDudeWhat, whose name on Twitter is GG Allen. So,
Jesus Christ. GG fucking Allen. He's a G.G. Allen fucking fan now. Folks,
it's either G.G. Allen or it's good game, Allen. You lost. Because fuck off. So, you shithead.
So,
this guy's thing, all full of memes. I hate it.
So he probably sang a song about taking a shit while wearing a Nazi hat on a virgin.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... His location is butt. The link in his profile is emo.com.
I hope,
it's killing me.
I hope he smokes one of his illegal jazz cigarettes next to this wall scroll, and it sets a flame, ironically, and sets him aflame. Is this fucker...
It's killing me.
This fucker stinks so bad, I bet one spark and he'll catch on fire instantly.
He reeks of weed. He's lousy with this herb.
You fucking G.G. Allen, why don't you go to Pennsylvania and leap into the world's tallest hole, which I presume is there. I've never looked it up. And just die in the bottom of it, because...
Why don't you, GG, as in go grab, a better Twitter handle.
Better Twitter handle. You need help. Okay, we're going to... Alan, tweet at him now and say you need to change your fucking direction in life.
Okay, I'm tweeting right now. Okay, I'm saying... let's see, I said, change your... fucking direction, friend. Follow your rainbow. Live and learn.
Live and learn.
There we go. I did it.
He did it, and hopefully...
I hope he takes my advice, because I'm honestly worried about this fucking dude.
He just tweeted back at you. What did he say?
He said, "Oi, mate, I'm G.G. Allen, but 420. Oh, cool.
Oh, and then he put a racial epithet at the bottom. What is that? Oh.
Yeah.
My fucking
that
God.
Is, I've never even seen that one. That's a brand new British racial epithet.
I'm sorry, I'm doxing this guy. His name is, let's keep going. I don't.
Please, this is, we brought this
he
whole
doesn't
thing
need
down.
This, we don't need his attention. If any of you know how to hack into
crowd.
Sonic Hedgehog, get us to the bottom of who these people are and why they're fucking with Alan. Alan's one of my dearest friends.
Please, I can't sleep. My family is crying. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm at wit's end. I have had to change my address. I've been moving around. I've been on the run. Because everywhere I go, I'm just getting harassed. There's a guy standing outside, right now outside my window, holding a wall scroll, and I don't know what to
waving
do.
Waving
it seductively, because he knows I can't have it.
Oh my God, he's holding a knife to Sonic's throat.
That won't do it. It's supersonic. He's taunting me now. That's a stupid thing. That's a stupid gesture.
Oh my God, he tried cutting it, and then the paper broke, the wall scroll broke the knife.
Yeah.
And now it's rejected
from his hands.
It's glowing.
It's radiantly growing. It shot up into the sky.
His hands melted off in the process, and he's running away screaming, presumably to die of shock.
Yeah, well, at least that fucker's dead now.
G.G. Allen, we tried to save you.
Hey, G.G. Allen. GG. Good game, fucko.
Good game. You're going to be facing a league of legends. Yeah, the legend of hell. And Satan.
Yeah, legions
of
demons.
If you play League
of demons.
Legends, you're going to hell.
Pretty much.
MOBA stands
Teemo,
for...
Teemo, more like, shitto.
Massive online bring all to hell.
Yeah. Jungling... How about you run through the jungles?
Joseph Conrad, jungles are darkness, technically. Think about that.
Heart of darkness, more like fart of darkness.
Fart of darkness. But you know what's a more important thing than heart of darkness?
Pizza?
Pizza. Because pizza isn't colonial in any way, and it's probably not going to be known as racist in 100 years.
Probably not. Some things, some pizzas out there, I might quibble with. I think some Pizza Huts, and probably Little Caesars, his whole thing.
Yeah, the whole, I'm trying to think of a funny racist thing, but I can't. I am blind to racist
things. Please think of funny racist things. I'd love to hear them.
I am so blind to racism.
Come on, Dice Man.
Sorry, I don't mean to offend. Put it at the beginning of the episode, like...
put a disclaimer.
Bill Burr at the beginning of... I loved Bill Burr, but man, that fucking special he put out where right at the beginning of it, it was like, hey, don't get offended. You know, Sonic was fucking offended because he tries his best to be...
Bill Burr, more like, you should put a coat on, buddy.
Oh, man.
Quit saying burr.
The reason he's so grumpy is because he's got a burr in his shoe.
He's cold. Yeah. He's got a burr. He's just running through the woods. He was jungling.
Why don't you go burrow into a hole, mister?
Why don't you go ride a burrow in the Grand Canyon, and that canyon is your shitty life.
Yeah,
because it's
your ass.
Deep, man. Your ass. Your ass is a canyon.
You got a big, fat ass, dummy.
Yeah.
Sonic? No ass, I think.
No, he probably talked about his ass. We talked about his taint last time.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. He covers that with a plastic thing, but...
But he does, yeah, he has a little plastic cap that he puts on his asshole, but we don't know about the rest of his ass.
I've been getting some research into it. I'll come back with a full hour report.
Does he have butt cheeks? Because I don't know if I've ever seen them.
We need a physiology episode for the scientific
fans. Yeah, we need to analyze his glutes.
His glutes. Glutes.
What if he's gluten-free?
Sonic's not gluten-free. He eats chili dogs.
He eats chili dogs. He can't have, maybe, he can't have celiac, I guess. I
maybe. Speaking of celiac... You can get gluten-free crust at Domino's.
Yes, you can. You can definitely do that. I don't know what's on it, because I don't eat it.
Well, I'm sure the normal shit would be on it. It's just the crust is gluten-free. Oh, you mean like the butter and spices and everything?
Yeah, you can't
have
that food lube. You can't be dipping in that, I guess.
Oh, man. Can't believe it.
How are the artisans going to deal with this?
Is there such thing as gluten-free lube? Kickstart it.
Yeah, that would be really
good. I'm fucking rich as shit. Alan would be rich as shit if he wasn't on the run right now.
If I wasn't on the run and if I didn't spend all that money on a 3D printed beach queen, I would have enough money to pay some lawyers to
the bank still
to call these
you,
guys
buddy?
Off. What?
Is the bank still after you, buddy?
The bank is still after me. These guys are still after me for my Sonic tweets.
We need to
I don't know.
You're like
it's
the incredible
bad,
Hulk, cuz you really do Hulk out.
I do Hulk out in that I get real angry about Sonic Boom, and then I tweet some things, and then I regret them for the rest of my life.
You know what you also Hulk out on?
Pizza?
Pizza, baby.
Thank you.
I want to hear your Zaw loadout this week in a little segment we like to call Domino's Goes.
So, this week, I was on the run again, by which I mean I went on a job interview, and I was traveling. It was in Baltimore. I figured, cereal... Had to investigate some stuff while I was there, too. And one of the things I investigated was a pizza in the hotel I was staying at. It was a Courtyard Marriott. I don't know if that's too specific, but I was staying there. And I didn't eat the pizza there because I saw somebody else that was eating pizza there. And let me tell you, it looked bad, folks.
Ooh.
It did not look good.
Oof.
The cheese, underdone. Not good. It looked a little bit...
Was it plasticky? That's what I don't like when a cheese...
Oh, it looked plasticky.
I love
it
plastic.
Like it was
don't get me wrong. Plastic...
It looked like somebody got a tarp and just rolled it out on top of like a Ritz cracker with like some sauce on it.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, man.
However, later on, I went to a unspecified government agency and ate in their cafeteria, and I had a stromboli.
Ooh. Did it bowl you over, buddy?
It did not bowl me over so much as it was pretty... Eh. It was good.
Oh, okay.
You want to know what it was on it? What my loadout on that stromboli
was? Give me a stromboli loadout. A strombo loadout. This is the first time. We should introduce our new mini podcast within a podcast.
The calzone?
No. The calzone is about calzones. This is stromboli.
I don't really know. What is the difference between stromboli and a calzone, if you want to quibble? Because
it's for the
seemed...
philosophers and the scientists. I'm a man of literature and poetry.
You're a storyteller, first and
I'm
foremost.
I'm a storyteller, first and foremost. And I have a beautiful story about a grandpa who goes back home and he sees a stromboli and a calzone and he thinks about lost loves and lost days. And that's the difference.
Yeah, but not lost sauce or toppings because those strombolis and calzones hold it all in there.
So this is the segment Stromboled Over.
Stromboled Over. So I had a stromboli with pepperoni, oof, mozzarella cheese.
Mozzarella, mmm.
Some sauce. Don't know if it was robust or not. It was red, presumably marinara. I don't know.
Was it robusted or was it? Did it make you want a robusta move?
It made me want a robusta nut. How about that? Ooh, saucy! Gee, this is the saucy episode.
This is the saucy episode. Big sauces, big dressings.
Anyway, yeah, big
or
sauce.
Or a lack of dressing, if you know what I mean.
Big sauce is my
it's very erotic this time of year because everybody's trapped in the house and you're probably...
Yeah, it's like that one song, Cuffin' Season, by, is that Genuine? I don't know who that's by, but it's pizza season.
Anyway, get some Patron and pizza, and then dip the pizza in the Patron, and you'll...
Yeah, get some Tron, get a Zone.
The Patron, a Patron and not a Pizone. Gross as fuck, don't buy
it. Yeah, those are gross as fuck. Don't let me get a Pizone.
Just get a pizza. If you're really stuck at a Pizza Hut, get a real pizza and put the two.
Yeah, I mean, if you're stuck at a Pizza Hut, why don't you use a payphone or something and call a Domino's and have them deliver it to the Pizza Hut to show them like how fucked up they are.
Alan, I do like your policy of always ordering a Domino's pizza inside of a Pizza Hut in front of the Pizza Hut employee's face.
Yeah, I walk in there, I order like a breadstick or something, so that way they'll have to let me use the phone and say, "Can I use the phone?" And then what I do is I take the breadsticks, I flush them down the toilet, I look the manager directly in the eye, and I order a beautiful artesian pizza from Domino's. And he cries.
I love that we were on the same level, because I was going to say plug the toilet with the breadstick.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would have done.
No, because I'm banned from all the Pizza Huts around here, because they flooded.
Is that why you were looking for a job in Baltimore, just to fuck with more Pizza Huts?
Just to fuck with more Pizza Huts. I got to move across the country. That's another reason why I'm on the run. Everywhere I go, I leave a wake of flooded Pizza Huts, flooded with toilet water and manager tears. It's... And also marinara.
Marinara.
But that's just because I just... yeah, whatever.
You eat so much marinara, you just poop marinara at this point.
Yeah, it's oozing from all my pores. I'm just oozing marinara.
He's sweating marinara. Like, you go for a jog and people are trying to dip shit into you.
Yeah, they're like... Oh, it's great. I have little cups that I keep underneath my armpits. little reservoirs that I collect all my marinara.
Spending money from your dipping...
Yeah, what I do is I get a little Dixie cup, I tape it to the inside of my armpit, I work up a sweat, get all that marinara out, I repackage those, and that's actually what Pizza Hut uses. That's the only business I do with those fucks.
And they're grateful for it.
They're grateful for it because it's at least partially Domino's robust sauce, which they can only hope to reverse engineer, but it's been metabolized through my body.
Yeah, so that's been the Strombold over segment.
Yeah.
I actually had some pizza recently, too.
Ah.
Local stuff.
I've been local za?
Some local za, some small places. Not that great. Listen, if you want a quality slice, well, a quality slice of life, you're going to want to enrich your life by doing yoga or something. If you want a quality slice, maybe just keep it to Domino's.
Have you ever thought of a slice of life anime? But by slice of life, it's just like... a pizza shop anime?
And every time they eat a slice of pizza, they'll die. Or they'll get closer to death, which is true.
Yeah, it takes
all
a slice of their life away.
And I don't think it's a negative, because every slice of pizza is taking you closer to heaven, baby.
Oh, yeah. If it's Domino's pizza. If it's Pizza Hut pizza, you're just corrupting your soul.
Yeah. You are going straight to hell with our old friend GG.
Yeah, with our... Yeah, that fucking guy. Yeah, fucking He's guy. Still running around screaming handless outside.
He's probably rolling up a bunch of, like, tobacco or something and smoking it.
He has taken some leaves that are in my yard and a dog turd that is also in my yard, and he's rolling it up and he's smoking it and he's miming the J because he doesn't have...
Before he canonically lost his hands, which I forgot about already.
No, he's doing this with his stupid stumps.
He's
spurting blood all over his J.
He's probably got a wall scroll, like, something stupid. Like, Supernatural.
He has a Sword Art Online wall scroll. Yes. He's rolling it up.
He probably thinks Kirito is the most badass and that Sonic Boom's killing it.
Yeah.
It's
killing
me,
that's
for sure.
It's killing something, and that's called humanity's soul.
So I had some local pizza, and they were kind of... The first one was a local place called the Porch Light Pizza. Kind of cute.
Porch Light Pizza, huh?
Kind of cute interior. Not a lot to say about it.
Not liking that name.
Big House Salad. Big House Salad. Nice big fat bowl for $3. You need your greens. You know.
I mean, do you really?
Hey, listen. You know, I'm just saying that you sometimes gotta get healthy. You gotta clean that colon for extra pizza space.
What's more healthy than pizza, though? You just get some veggies on that za, man.
I guess. That's true. I apologize.
Think about it. Pizza has bread. It has fruit in the form of tomatoes.
First pizza was like a weird margarita thing that had bacon and pizza and like big old fat tomatoes.
I'm iffy about the big old fat tomatoes.
I don't
in
get
general.
The big old fat tomatoes.
Yeah.
They remind me of my big beautiful wife. That's a joke.
Your big beautiful wife?
I don't have a wife. I have a beautiful girlfriend. Love you, Kelsey.
No, she's nothing like a tomato.
She is not like a tomato. She's my beautiful golden apple. Kelsey, okay. Alan, shut the fuck up. I need to talk out to my girl. Kelsey, if you're listening to this... if you have made it a half an hour to your boyfriend's dumb shit podcast, I love you, baby.
Okay.
And,
you're still saying she's rotund like an apple, though. I don't really know how that...
When have you ever, like, rubbed an apple against your chest and handed it to your teacher and said, check out this apple, it's rotund.
Against your chest?
Yeah, like in the old cartoons or something. I live in fucking Washington, bro. I know shit about apples. What do you know?
What? Nothing, because I don't eat them because I eat pizza. What the fuck are you talking about? What kind of weird, like 1800s, like, Little House on the Prairie bullshit are you trying to give me right now?
Have you ever... My mom and dad, and this is just goes to show, I love you, mom and dad, but one of their favorite pizzas are gorgonzola and pear.
Ooh, whoa. That is a... That is artesian, if I've ever heard it. What did they get? They get like this. Was this on an episode of Hannibal or something? What? Who dreamed up this pizza?
There was also a human hand on the top of it. So maybe.
Yeah, it's got some sliced human flesh that they've tastefully sautéed in the bacon.
Oh, gross!
And Mads Mikkelsen is just looking you right in the face with his big old fish eyes.
I only watch anime, so I don't know anything this guy's saying right
Hannibal
now.
Hannibal is basically an anime. Oh. Mads Mikkelsen is the closest human anime we have.
Hannibal always leaving the house with like a toasted hand in his mouth.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I can't believe nobody's figured him out yet, but I don't know.
And the other local pizza I had. Oof, you're going to hate this.
I might. I will probably hate
Imagine
it.
Imagine a Supreme pizza. Pretty good, right? It's got your peppers.
Supreme pizza, that's my default frozen pizza loadout.
But there was another topping on it.
There's another topping.
Oh, listen, it's a little...
Pineapple?
Pineapple. It was a supreme of pineapple.
You fucking shit.
It was on the menu.
It was on the menu. Oh, like there wasn't anything else on the menu?
I'm not going back to that place again. It betrayed
you. You better not.
Listen.
Pineapple
what?
Rust?
It's got a little bit of a sweet crunch. Come on, buddy. Oh.
I love pineapple rust, but not on my zaw.
You like it in your
I love pineapple.
Fruity
I
drinks.
Eat pineapple. I love it. I love it. I put it in my cakes. I drink the juice. I get a big old jar of pineapples and I just chug it. I'm drinking it. I love it.
Maybe.
Not on my za.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I also had one other pizza at the Porchlight place and it had balsamic on it. Creamy balsamic.
Okay.
Not a fan. Okay. Didn't love it. Balsamic.
I'm
kind of
iffy on balsamic. Yeah, it's like, why you want vinegar on this pizza,
if
man?
If you
want
to be sour, go ahead. Ruin somebody else's day. Have a warhead or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, make it sweet.
Keep it or spicy. If it's a
or
pizza,
spicy,
it's spicy
or salty or umami.
If you wanted it.
Umami, that's a good pizza.
Umami. Speaking of umami, I think we'll save my next review for next week because we've gone way over in Domino's, guys. We need to talk about the big news. Big Sonic news.
Big Sonic? How about change a couple letters there? Sony?
Well, first I gotta say the fucking segment's name, Alan. He's a little antsy. This guy here, he gets a little antsy.
You know me.
When he's watching that Domino's pizza tracker on the website, he's dancing.
I'm watching the tracker.
He's shaking
I'm
his little
hoping...
booty. He's going, oh, baby.
I'm hoping the Domino's guy will get rid of this fucko outside my window. This GG.
This little claymation man's making Pizza Pete. He's working hard, and he's working his little fingers, and Alan's, like, staring him down. I'm like, chill out, Alan.
I'm just looking at his fingers waggling on there. It's enticing me.
You know, every computer ships with a little Pizza Paul in there.
Pizza Pete.
Pizza Pete.
Please.
Pizza.
Please. Pizza Paul got fired.
Pizza, what happened to Pizza Paul?
I don't want to talk about it. It was a HR had to get called.
Oh my
it
god.
It was not good. It was harassment. It was bad.
Did he transform into the Noid?
Yes. He was an agent of the Noid.
The Noid. My god, we don't talk of his name on this podcast.
Sorry. Shh, shh, shh.
If you guys see the Noid, call the police and
please
run.
See something, say something. Get that fucker out of here.
There is only one thing I know how to avoid. I am not a fearful man.
No.
Oh, God. Do you think Sonic ever faced the Noid in battle?
No, because then the Noid wouldn't exist.
I don't know if Sonic could beat the Noid.
I think he can. If he can't, then who can, Russ? And what are we living? Please. I need to believe that he can beat the Noid.
I heard in the leak that Sony had... one of the movie spec scripts that got leaked was the Noid versus Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm surprised that they would even... Something... That seems sacrilegious to me, is all I'm saying.
They were going to hire Mads Mikkelsen as the Noid.
Now that... maybe. I could see... I think he could portray that kind of... That brand of unadulterated evil.
But we all know... Maybe. There's only one person who can be Sonic the Hedgehog.
Jaleel. Yeah, Jaleel.
But, you know, he's a big holdout. He's about integrity and stuff, and I respect it, but man... Sonic's a brand that's bigger than you are, buddy.
You have to respect that. You have to know about the fans. You have to know about the brand. You have to realize that, like, come on. This isn't just about you and your paycheck, Jaleel. I love you, man.
And I know. But, I love you, Jaleel. But anyway. Big hack on Sony's part.
Yeah. Hold on, though. Sonic fan casting. Let's get this out of the way. We got Mads as the Noid. We got Sonic, Jaleel. Eggman?
Who are they? Who are you thinking? Eggman?
What are you thinking?
If anybody out here fucking says Wilford Brimley, if you just yell and said in your iPod, if you said in your iPod, Wilford Brimley, can you just
Wilford
go
Brimley, he's got a mustache.
Oh, he's got a mustache, big fat guy. Hey, guess what? Yeah. Wilford Brimley is a respectable fucking person, and he doesn't need that kind of...
Yeah, for real, though. He saved so many people from dying of diabetes. You kidding me?
I'm just so fucking tired of these people.
Yeah, it's disgusting, honestly. No. Now, my choice, I think that he could really give the sort of nuance... but also the darkness that's required of Eggman, and I'm thinking Bryan Cranston. He kind of looks the part. He might have to put on a few pounds, a few lbs, but I think he could pull it off.
Do you think there could be a Sonic movie where it was Aaron Paul and...
Aaron Paul would... See, that's a little bit tricky. He would have to be Scratch or Grounder, I guess, or both.
I was thinking him as Sonic. He's a little scrappy, a little darker.
He would have to be Shadow.
Oh, shit. I guess
he would be Shadow. Who as Knuckles were you thinking? I've already got a pick.
Who's
in
Hank
mind.
In Breaking Bad? I'm feeling like the Breaking Bad.
You're gonna do a Breaking Bad,
Breaking Bad reunion. It's like A Fish Called Wanda with Monty Python. I'm talking Breaking Bad. Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay, so Marie would definitely play Amy.
Yeah,
because like duh. Let's see. Skyler would be Rouge the Bat.
Yeah. Do you think Badger, like, this would be his star vehicle, because all those Breaking Bad people are established. We give Badger the role.
He's Tails?
No, we give Badger Sonic, and we boost his star power, and next we're seeing him in Avengers Part 6, Battle of the Noid.
That's a little bit unconventional, but I'm kind of feeling it.
See,
now, what about Gus? Who would he... Gus would be Sonic.
Yeah, I guess.
Or... Have we cast Shadow yet, or is that Jesse?
I think we'll just do that in CGI or something. We'll do it in post.
But he's not. But we gotta have a voice, man.
Oh man!
Or unless you want to do motion capture.
We're gonna do mocap Andy Serkis. That fuck who stole
mo-cap
my job.
Mocap Andy Serkis. I think Walt Jr.'s Tails would work.
Walt Jr.'s Tails. Yeah. Okay. I'm loving the script. I'm gonna cut this out of this podcast. I'm gonna pitch it.
Yeah. Let's. We gotta send this to somebody.
If Sony still exists by the time we get out.
If they're not, like, a smoldering wreck or something, I don't know.
Because I heard...
Like, James Franco has destroyed them already.
Did you hear about the big news?
Yeah, I did.
An Eastern Asian entity run by a crazy man hacked into Sony and took it over. That's right, folks. I'm talking about Sega and Yu Suzuki.
Yeah, he did it. That motherfucker finally did it.
He said, the fact these... Sony is what killed Shenmue Part 3.
Yeah,
the PlayStation,
they did it. They...
And he got Yuji Naka together, and they formed an alliance, and they brought Will
Wright
over.
They went in Ocean 11 style. They hacked in Swordfish.
They got Peter Molyneux to be the idea man, and they created a cabal, and they took down Sony from the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Kaz Hirai is just crying now.
Kaz Hirai melted into a flesh pool, and he's
gone
from this earth now. Good, R.I.P., rest in peace, buddy. And
rest in puddle, because that's what you are now.
Obama has to keep quiet about Sonic, because the Nintendorks in Congress are going to drag his name through the mud if he even says the words, the blue speedster.
The blue blur?
The blue blur, if you will.
Yeah, if he talks about a fighting freak, then if he talks about that fighting freak Knuckles, then Mitch McConnell whips out his NES controller and just swings it around and won't stop until he's filibustering.
Yeah.
It's bad.
When the fuck are these politician's going to talk about the real issues like Echo the Dolphin. I'm just saying.
Come on.
Alan, I don't like to make things political on the podcast. You know
that. I know. We've been really trying to keep it from getting too political. But I think this is something that's really important and we really need to talk about.
Yeah, okay. I'm done. That's okay. But Sony, Sony, look me in the eye. You're fucked.
Please. You're fucked.
And,
sorry. Maybe you shouldn't have killed Shenmue.
I'm just saying, you know.
Just saying, maybe that wouldn't happen.
I'm just saying, Suzuki was a little justified, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, come on. Maybe, how about instead of your bullshit, whatever the hell, Uncharted 10 or whatever, maybe you make a Sega Hard Girls game as a sign of good faith.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, Nathan Drake, rip off of Sonic. Or, just saying.
More like Nathan Fake.
Yeah, Nathan because... Fake.
Yeah.
Or Nathan Flake, because he's lengthy.
Nathan Flake.
Well, I'm going to jump on everything. Hey, why try running at super speed, you dick?
Oh, wow, climbing up a wall. I wonder what dreadlocked echidna has done that before.
With ease.
Climbing up cliffs.
With ease.
Huh.
He battled fucking ghosts.
A
lot of ghosts.
Yeah, a lot of them. Oh, Nathan Drake, like, oh, I'm fighting a genie or whatever the hell is in Uncharted 3. Like, what was up with that shit, by the way? What were those things? They were genies?
Yeah. I don't know.
Get out of here.
I don't know. Whatever.
That's disrespectful to Robin Williams, I think.
This fucking Robin Williams slander.
Yeah. Love him. Love him.
Big
Sonic
beautiful
fan.
Actor. I can't believe they used a big hairy man, a big hairy comedian man, who won our hearts.
He was a great Quillhead.
You had to kill at least 80 of them in the third Uncharted, and that's fucked up.
Yeah, you had to collect their rainbow-colored suspenders, and you had to use them as in-game currency, and it was grotesque.
It is grotesque. It's like skinning a dog or something. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was like skinning a dog
because he's very hairy.
Pizza.
Yeah. Ugh. I can't even...
Speaking of crimes against humanity, Alan, do you want to talk some about
something? We're going to do this again.
Listen, people want to know. People are checking in to make sure that Sonic's okay. We need to know.
I mean, he's still out there. I don't know if he's okay, but...
He's sick. He needs our help. That's why we started this podcast.
He needs us now more than ever. So, I didn't watch another episode this week because I've been busy on the run, like I said before, and I needed a mental break from this before I have a mental break from watching Sonic
Boom.
So this is the episode we decided not to talk about last week and instead talked about that bullshit My Little Pony fan art smashing robot crab, whatever the fuck was in that episode.
God damn it.
But this is episode 4, which I think I actually hated more.
Oh, shit.
So, get ready. So this was episode 4, Buster.
Like Buster Bunny from Arthur?
Or like Buster, also known as a creep, or whatever. Or, yeah. That one, TLC?
TLC, sorry.
What? No, not a creep.
Listen, I was Santana and Smooth. I was doing a lot of blow
scrub.
At the time.
Scrub. Creep was a different TLC song. Don't want no scrub. Scrub's a guy can't get no love from me. Hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. No, I don't want your number. No, I won't give you mine.
So what anyway, now I'm going to play the guitar solo from Smooth. Okay, anyway,
That was really good. Okay, so...
Check it out. That was actually Monty on the guitar from earlier. Can't wait to hear Pumpkin Hill Soup, buddy.
Yeah, next week we got Monty in here. We got Questlove.
Questlove's...
Got the Roots.
Questlove's going to
be the house. It's going to be great.
Questlove's in the house.
Yeah, that's a reference. Okay. So, fuck, let's just get this over with. This Sonic Boom shit. Okay, so, Eggman, he has a fireman robot, by which I mean it's a robot that shoots fire, and they try to wring some humor out of that, but I don't really know.
They're disrespecting the men in uniform who save people on a regular basis.
Yeah, they're disrespecting the men of uniform. They're disrespecting Lil Wayne, the original fireman. That was the last good song he made, because then he went to the Grammys and like, bowed down to Kid Rock. Noted Sonic Boom fan, Kid Rock.
Noted
just saying.
They actually had a screening of the first episode on one of his shitty cruises.
Yeah. They had
I, of course,
his,
attended
his
that cruise because I wanted the free shrimp. However, was not happy about it.
How was the shrimp, though?
Not as good as I wanted it to be. They kind of spoiled because the sound reverberations of Sonic Boom, it wasn't in the direct presence, but the sound reverberations made the food rot faster, and it was gross.
Yeah, it kills. If you watch Sonic Boom, if you're near Sonic Boom playing on any sort of device, it will age you prematurely. Your flesh will melt off the bones.
You know when like comedians would make these jokes like, we're talking on our phones too much, I'm going to get ear cancer. Well, that's true about Sonic Boom.
This is true. This is producing ionizing radiation.
I'm a
walking tumor now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had that Sonic hat, because it probably would have fused my head by now.
Yeah,
but
I'm just saying.
Thanks a lot,
Alan wasn't eating as many Domino's pizzas as he was.
No. If I quit eating Domino's, I will most surely die. It is the only thing that's keeping me alive. It is like the Lazarus Pit from the Batman comics. I submerge myself in a tank of that robust sauce, and that is the only thing that protects me while I watch Sonic Boom.
So not only do you, like, release sauce, you also bathe in it.
Yes, well, I reabsorb it into my body. Oh, yes, but this is the pure sauce. This isn't the derivative
this
sauce.
This is some Wolverine
that comes out
shit. You're like infinitely. You're like, you know, your regenerative factor. But let's continue.
Yeah, Wolverine shit. I'm eventually gonna die though, and then I'll be brought back. Marvel, I don't know what you're doing.
Marvel,
nobody's killed Sonic yet. Why don't you take a look? Why don't you take some notes from Archie Comics?
Yeah, Archie Come Comics, on. Sonic. What if Sonic did die? No, what if the Noid killed him? Okay, let's not talk about that.
No.
Let's avoid the Noid on this podcast. Please, Alan, continue.
Please, avoid that Noid that is the specter of death that you're talking about.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so here's my notes. So there's this weird anti-fireman robot. We get it. It shoots fire. It's stupid. Mustache, once again, the only good thing in this fucking show. The light hits it in a really great way.
Did you notice anything change about it? Did it point north? Do you know anything about your father yet?
Not. I haven't. I need to look into it. I need to get Sarah Koenig on this.
Serial season 2, baby.
I don't want to. I didn't want to reveal it before, but season 2 of Serial is all about Eggman's mustache.
It's about Sonic Boom, just in general.
Yeah, just in general. We're trying to find the person who did this.
The Prime.
Because. Yeah, this is probably.
Wait a minute. Whose name is this in the credits of Sonic Boom? Adnan.
Wait, who's this? Jay.
Jay
did this?
Oh my fucking god.
Trace the phone records. Say which one of them said, "Yo, man, I think we should have some bandages on their legs."
Ask a high schooler from 15 years ago what they think about Sonic Boom. They're going to keep quiet. They're going to hush up.
Like, I think I was watching it in class that one day. I don't really remember what I did that day, but. Oh, fuck, I hate that show. Anyway, the show sucks. Serial sucks. I'm saying it.
Well, shots fired, Sarah. You might. Alan,
why don't you investigate something important for once?
Like, huh? Sonic Boom. Fuck
Sonic Boom,
you.
Come on. This is the greatest unsolved, like, mystery. This crime.
Alan, just drop the review already. It's killing
okay,
me.
Christ. Okay, so. There is a cat stuck in a tree. Styx, the character I hate more than any other character, because she's this orange badger who spouts conspiracy theories. She's like a sort of like Alex Jones if he was a badger.
Gross.
I don't really know. It's gross.
Gross.
She picks up and shakes a tree to get a cat out of it. Somehow Amy in her twisted infantile
mind. I just
want to
say real quick, thanks a lot, Red Button and the people of France who are making this shit. There are conspiracy theorists that are bravely going out there and telling the truth about chemtrails. And you hide and laugh. You hide and laugh behind your little cartoon characters.
Yeah. This is, I get what you're doing.
Everybody thought Sonic was fucking crazy when he believed that space station that was orbiting the moon was in a base run by an evil scientist. Well, guess what? They lost the fucking moon. It's a thing called a parable, people. It's literature.
All I'm saying is that the final hazard was a false flag. Just saying.
Final egg gate. Egg gate.
Egg Gazi. Anyway. Speaking of what is basically a Benghazi in animation form, Amy, in her weird, twisted, infantile logic that they've given her in this show, wants Styx to get a pet because she shook a tree to get the cat out of it. I don't know why that's such a weird. They think she's abusing animals and she needs to learn about animals or something. I don't know. She finds a robot dog in a dumpster named Buster. It barfs up slime constantly, which is a great metaphor for Sega, or not Sega, Red Button producing the show.
Yeah.
Because each week
they
barf
up slime.
Just
the audience in general.
Yeah. Buster looks exactly like Jimmy Neutron's dog, and I'm convinced that it is a lifted asset from the Jimmy Neutron. I'm pretty sure, because the animation, other than Eggman's mustache, is not that great, and I'm pretty sure they just lifted it directly from Jimmy Neutron.
Jesus Christ.
So, let's see. Knuckles, once again, is dumbed down to a horrific degree. His voice acting, I didn't mention this before, he basically sounds like Patrick Warburton now, but without the lovable charm of that guy.
Yeah.
So,
I hung out with that guy once. That. Very cool.
Eggman's robots, who are not Scratch and Grounder, wear paper Sonic and Tails masks, and it works, apparently. Because everybody in this universe has been hit in the head.
All those characters have been turned paper thin.
Yeah. Also, Styx, her voice is the worst. I don't know. Buster
Sound like
is an evil robot. Mr. Roboto. That's what Eggman makes. Styx.
Is she as bad as the breadsticks at Pizza Hut?
I think that's what she's based after, actually.
She's about as cardboard as one of those.
Yeah, about as flavorless. And about as good as... It about fits in a toilet just about as well.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where she belongs. Buster is an evil robot, obviously. Here's where it gets a little bit weird. He transforms. He grows, like, about 10 times larger in size. Has, like, a billion, like, tentacles? Like, robot tentacles?
Jesus Christ.
Eggman reveals that he uses the tentacle as a back scratcher.
This is a show for children, by the way.
This is what I was about to say. My next bullet point is too raunchy for kids. Styx is also wearing a tube top this entire time. Oh, what are they getting at? What's going on?
Alan,
is this a hentai?
Drop a score on me. I just don't want to hear about this anymore.
Okay, hold on. My last two bullet points. Eggman has a weird Napoleon fold in his shirt, which I probably should have mentioned before. I mean, I guess that's good in that you're trying to push him as some sort of dictatorial figure. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, that's like the first somebody out there cares about Eggman.
The person who's making Eggman is making some legitimate choices. He is a little bit too chummy with everybody, and that they don't really treat him as a serious threat.
Hey, but excuse the dog in the background. It's just upset.
Oh yeah, that's my dog.
Just hearing about that sonic boom is driving this dog fucking crazy.
It's driving it mad. I need to go dunk it in the in my pit of sauce.
Saucy doggy. What's your dog's name again?
What? Oh, that one? I don't know which one's barking, so I really don't know which one. It's definitely not named Buster, though. I can tell you that much.
God damn it.
Because,
you would name a dog Buster. Idiots. Like these fools.
Yeah, shitheads. Buster beats up Eggman. Styx gets rid of it for some reason. And here's...
Is there any way to... The dog?
What?
The dog, it's barking a lot. Is there a way to calm it down?
It's upstairs. I can't really do anything
God
about this.
Damn it. Okay, well...
Maybe if I stop... hold on. I just need this last bullet point. Maybe it'll shut up. Tails gets eaten by an octopus.
Oh, fucked up.
He gets eaten by an octopus.
Because they want to attack octopi now. Huh, very funny.
I really don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is this canon?
Fireman.
Is he dead now?
Eggman.
Who knows? Fireman? Octopi?
The human race.
They don't care.
Dogs.
Nothing's sacred to these fucks.
Oh, my God.
My dog is crying.
He's crying.
Yeah.
That lone barking dog in the distance is like our listenership, who are just quiet and cold. And
we are barking out for Sonic
Somebody,
to Junsuno.
Help us.
Please help us.
Help. Help.
Please.
Alan, I don't want to hear about this anymore. Just give me...
It's bad.
Give me your score.
Is a negative score possible?
Give me a number. Just...
0.1 out of 10, and that one is for Eggman's mustache.
Thank you, Eggman's mustache. Hold up your
Thank
hands.
You, please.
Bless mustache. Only thing keeping Alan alive at this point is Domino's Pizza and that stash.
Yeah, please. God damn it.
But anyway,
okay.
You need to break into a certain other stash.
And my stash of toots?
Your stash of toots. Here we hit up the hottest toots, attitudes of the Sonic world.
Yeah.
To me.
Okay. So, this week, I've got another toad from the Archieverse, and that is Horatio Quentin Quack. Or, should I say, Dr. Horatio Quentin Quack. Can you tell me what he looks like?
Does he look like the creators of that goddamn show, who are quacks?
Not quite. Not in that he has a human form and isn't some sort of complete Lovecraftian monstrosity.
Excuse me, he's a human?
Oh, sorry. Goddamn, I get confused. He has a Mobian form. I'm sorry. He's a Mobian duck who, following in his late father's footsteps, became a doctor.
With the med
school. He has a deep backstory.
Is he related to being the Dynamite in any way?
No.
No.
Not that I see. I've got his whole family tree here.
But see that was Sonic the Fighters and Dr. Quack here, or whatever his name was. He's a healer.
Oh, he definitely is. And he's a personal friend of King Acorn. And he's the royal physician.
I'm just saying, guys, you know, that's what made Archie's comics so beautiful, is that they have an understanding of the humanity of these characters.
Yes, and the reality of it. When all-out war was declared between Kingdom of Knothole and the Eggman Empire, led by the late Robotnik's alternate universe double, Dr. Eggman, Archie gets weird, man. Horatio lost an eye in an explosion caused when he accidentally stepped on a landmine while tending to the wounded in battle. Since then, he has given up an active frontline duty and now serves as the head doctor of new Mobotropolis' Tommy Turtle
Memorial. Oh my fucking god.
Tommy Turtle Memorial
Darn
Hospital.
Shit. If you watch that opening of Saving Private back in 1995 and you're like, oh fuck, this is brutal, I'm going to show you now, Mr. Spielberg. That shit ain't nothing compared to what's happened in Archie Comics.
Yeah, we've got Dr. Quack's whole life story here. His beginnings as a med student, until his very end, he's walking with a cane.
He's falling in love.
He has a beautiful
love,
wife and children. Yeah.
The divorce, the really messy divorce.
The messy divorce, his alcoholism, his reconciliation with his family, right before he dies. It's beautiful. I've got a tear in my eye right now.
That was another script that was leaked from Sony, is that you were planning on doing one of the, like, a cinematic universe with Sonic, and they were going to base a movie off his life, and Terrence Malick was going to direct.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that they were going to get, I heard that they had several names up for Dr. Quack, but, what were they again?
I think Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, yeah, that was one.
Timothy Spall?
The other one was...
Timothy Spall?
Timothy Oliphant.
Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah. John Hamm.
John Hamm. Who's Maggie...
Gyllenhaal.
Not Maggie Gyllenhaal, the old
British
lady.
She was going to play his wife.
Yeah. Maggie Smith. That's... the guy who... Dumbledore. One of them.
One of those old guys. He was going to play Old Quack.
Colin Firth. They were just going to get somebody loved and respected.
Yeah, just like Dr. Quack is. Beautiful man. Beautiful man. But possesses a distinct tude. He's a fighter. He never gives up.
Listen, you may be thinking, oh, he sold out to the system. He's a doctor. He's sending pills to...
Big Pharma.
Depression. Yeah, Big Pharma. Guess what? You can fight within the system.
Yeah, he's a rebel. He's a freedom fighter, just like Sonic.
Boom, baby.
Not Boom.
Oh.
Fuck.
Sonic Boom. The worst part is they did actually trademark the word Boom. And you,
yeah,
I mean,
now
trademark
we can't
the word B-O-O-M. And if I say it on the podcast, I have to give them $25 every time.
Yeah, we save up a lot of money just to do that.
That's
fucking segment.
All your Patreon money is going to, folks. So
please, please crowdfund this.
Remember, hit us up on our Patreon. It's called Lovin' the Fart Boys at hogcast.com.
I don't know why we've got the Lovin' the Fart Boys, but that was before we nailed down what our...
That was going to be
brand.
My new Santana album.
It's out there. It's for SEO purposes.
Listen,
only.
I paid $8 on GoDaddy for that, so sorry, Danica Patrick.
Yeah,
also, real quick, can we talk about one more toot in the Sonic universe?
Of course.
Fuck you, Danica Patrick. How did you get in the fucking Sonic racing game and not me?
Come on.
I should have been in there. Me.
One human being gets to be in there, and it's you.
Sonic's one human friend. And I ain't talking about the Sonic X Chris bullshit.
Now, Chris sucks.
Yeah, Chris sucks, but at least Sonic acknowledged it and ignored it most of the time. Danica was in the fucking race!
Yeah.
And I've never watched a race of NASCAR in my life, but I'm assuming she's not like...
Oh, it's not anything near anything Sonic does.
Yeah.
So why are you even trying to compare the two?
I don't know. Anyway, Danica, you're not... This is not a Tood segment, because you don't have a Tood.
I've got a Tood now.
Yeah.
That I'm made aware of her existence in the Sonic canon.
Can I whisper something in your ear?
Yeah, you can.
Do you think if we do this podcast long enough, Sega's going to put us in one of the games?
I mean, That's the whole. That's why we started this, right?
I want to be friends with Sonic. I don't have a lot of friends in real life, and I kind of want Sonic.
But Sonic has a lot of friends.
Sonic does have a lot of friends.
Yeah, I mean, he's got Tails, Knuckles. They're all my
friends because I'm friends with Sonic.
Yeah, I think we're all friends. That's how relationships work. I like to think so. Yeah.
Listen, does Shadow like me very much? No.
Probably not. But the Chaotix, they probably do.
Yeah, I'm sure. What the fuck do they have going on?
Yeah, what are they doing?
I bought weed from SPO once. Nice guy.
SPO, he's a little bit cold, but, you know, he's cold-blooded. He's a chameleon. I mean, come on. What do you expect?
I was going to say, that's really fucked up, dude. But then, yeah, he is cold-blooded. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. Vector, love that guy. Hoo boy.
I don't like him.
I really like him. He has some good music tastes. He got me that new Waka Flocka single that came out earlier this week. It was really good.
Thank you, Waka Flocka. Another member of the Sonic universe.
I would love to see him in there.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Who should he play in the movie?
Waka Flocka could probably play
Big the Cat.
Big the Cat, baby.
Big the Cat.
Punk rap.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I would love to see rap about Froggy.
I mean, what was Big the Cat? He was the biggest punk in the fucking history of video game. He sat down and he said, "Oh, you want a game about speed? Guess what?
What about a little fishing in the middle?
I'm gonna mix it up, dog.
What about a fish sandwich?" And we were all better for it.
Yeah.
Speaking of being better for it, we probably should move on to fan questions. We're running a bit probably. Long this episode.
Yeah, we're running a bit long. We got a little bit heated in there.
It's a holiday. You know, it's almost the holidays. People are getting warm and toasty. They wanted extra content. We don't blame them. And we wanted to
share. Yeah, we're stuffing it down their stockings. We're coming down the chimney. Us and Sonic.
Yeah. But let's just get into it, bro. Let's just do this.
Yeah.
We got some fan questions here. Big money. Big questions.
Yeah, big money rustlers.
Big money rustles? That's me. Because I make a lot of money. I am very independently wealthy.
Are you rustling it, though?
That was me trying to pretend. I don't actually carry any bills on me. I have a big fat credit card that has everything that I need.
And ass. Big fat ass.
Alan, come on. This is a part of the podcast where Alan hurts my feelings again.
I do this every week.
He really is a big old dick to me, and I don't understand why, because I do nothing but nice stuff for him. I edit his podcast.
I'm Sundere, Russ. You should know that by now.
What are you again?
What? I'm, how do you say those Japanese words?
Oh, you're Shadow the Hedgehoggy. He always gets
Oh,
always
yeah, gets that word. That one.
Up. Yeah,
I forget. Okay. I get this mixed up.
First things first, from our dear friend on Twitter, Aardvark Wizard. Thoughts on ranch? I'm assuming with pizza.
Presumably not with Sonic.
I once poured a bunch of ranch into a GameCube with a copy of Sonic Gems Collection, and it ruined the fucking GameCube, so...
It ruined it in that it went to a different dimension.
it teleported and brought me with it, and then I was trapped in the world of Alex Kidd in the Miracle World. I was in the Miracle
World. Yeah. It was bad.
It was bad.
But on pizza, what's your thought, Russ? Because I've got a pretty strong opinion about this.
I like a good ranch and pizza combo.
I do not like it on pizza, no.
Listen, it's not the ideal food loop. It's a little too saucy. Your throat gets clogged up.
If you're ruining it, you're drowning it out. I think it's too... You either need something
you're
that is going
to... You're in the enhancers.
Neutral.
You're not in the complimenters. I don't know why, Alan.
No, because I think it's good enough on its own. I think if you have something like a garlic butter, that's something that's already in the flavor profile of the pizza.
What?
It's already got some butter in that crust. It's got some garlic in there. I think that's fine. Same thing with the marinara, that robust sauce. It's already in there. You're just enhancing it. You're bringing it out a little bit. Lubing up your throat so you can just jam that saw down there.
Listen, I'm just a big fan of big white gloops, so...
Yeah, that's Russ's big thing. He is a ranch fanatic.
I am a ranch man. Ranch it up, bro. Keep it mellow.
Yeah, if it has ranch on it, he'll eat it. I mean, it's whatever. He carries around a bottle
of
ranch.
Yeah, that's not true. Yeah, it may be a little true. I may have tried to eat the GameCube with the ranch.
The dog is barking again because it's pissed off about your plebeian taste.
What, you know,
ranch.
You fucker, I can put whatever I want on a goddamn pizza. I could put the pineapple on it, and I could put the ranch on it. When is it?
If
why
you
do
put
you care?
Pineapple and ranch on there, I will come at you. I will come and, like, I'll take away your pizza license.
Don't do that, please.
I'm going to.
I'm
going to
get hungry. That's all I eat.
Well, it's apparently not, because you're just eating all this garbage on top of it. That's not pizza. I don't think it's pizza anymore when you do
Alan,
that.
Alan, you're too fucking saucy for my taste tonight.
It's the saucy episode. We're going to title this one the saucy episode.
Saucy zone. Speaking of sauces, our good friend Spitzarelli asks, hot sauce Sonic would put into a pizza. Well, I've never seen Sonic eat pizza.
Yeah, so we really don't know what his pizza preferences are, except that we know that they would be good.
All I'm saying, I'll go sriracha sauce. Pepper sauce, not spicy enough for him. Tapatio.
I don't really know.
Tapatio.
I mean, sriracha seems good.
But sriracha just seems, because, you know, Sonic, international. And he loves that heat.
Yeah, we've already established he is the pit bull of everybody. He's pit bull.
Yeah.
Why don't we get Pitbull to play him in the movie?
That's not a bad idea.
They both wear gloves, so there's that.
Oh, man.
Think about it.
Yeah. You're thinking caps on, folks.
I think you might put Tabasco on there, maybe.
I don't think so, dude. The Tabasco's gross. You heard it from me first. Tabasco, not the best sauce.
Tabasco to hell.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Tabasco to hell. Go meet up with
Gigi.
I think
you get a good one, it's okay.
Tabasco is a sauce that's primarily made to put on your dick if you're a pussy.
So what do you put on your dick?
I put sriracha sauce because I'm hardcore like that.
Is that for actual lube instead of food lube, or?
No, my girlfriend listens to this podcast, so we're not going to go into it.
So we're not going to talk about what you put sauces on.
I know you have a natural sauce that pours out of your dicks.
Well, yeah, it's robust.
This is the gross part of the podcast. You've probably given up on the show already.
So this is the part of the podcast that was gross and not the last hour and 5 minutes.
That was the tasteful part. This is when the fans want to get us. We have a personal segment, but this is the more base segment.
Yeah, this is like a Dr. Drew or Love Line or Dr. Ruth.
Love Live? Whatever. Like the anime girl?
Love
thing?
Live. Yeah, where Dr. Drew talks
Follow
about his favorite
Twitter
anime
girls.
Call me on
Twitter for hot Love Live updates about my saucy dick. Speaking of saucy dicks, we got Ravi Patel on the line. Number one
he's
fan.
The sauciest.
Loves the show. Loves what we're bringing.
I actually don't know if he's listened to it or yet. He's just tweeted us questions.
Can
so.
I say the truth? Can I tell you the honest truth? I don't even think Sonic would use hot sauce. He seems like a pepper man.
Honestly, yeah, I really don't think I'm just saying these are, like, weird hypotheticals.
Yeah,
I don't think he would do it either. I think he might be a crushed red pepper guy.
Crushed red pepper. Because Crush 40. Yeah.
Crush 40. Yeah, exactly. That's perfect.
He's a big crush guy.
An orange crush. Yeah. Yeah, that's actually what he would do. So probably not hot sauce.
Yeah.
That's not his jam.
Sorry, Spitzerelli, but you've been spat out of my mouth.
Sorry, man.
For you are lukewarm, I shall spew you from my mouth. That's from the Bible, baby. Keeping biblical, Ravi Patel... Which Full House character would each cast of the Sonic universe be?
Yeah. Which ones did they sort of most align with?
Alan, you're the one with your own Full House fan cast, you know.
Okay. So, here is what I'm thinking so far. Kimmy Gibbler is Amy. She's Amy.
I guess.
She's the annoying one. She's just, like, kind of just in there. I don't know. Stephanie, I think, would be Tails.
I don't know.
I'm guessing it's either Stephanie...
Listen,
okay.
I didn't like Full House. I always got scared by the title because I was like, I don't want to see a house full of people. It'll be crowded and I'll feel uncomfortable. I don't like feeling claustrophobic.
It's jam-packed with people.
And
you don't even want to know how jam-packed it is.
I don't
want
to be so close up to Uncle Joey's tight jeans.
His jeans are so tight. Because you know why? He's thinking about that one time with Alanis Morissette in the theater. He just thinks about that constantly because it's the only thing.
Who was the person you got divorced from?
Was it Alanis Morissette?
Yeah, Alanis Morissette.
Or she just gave him a BJ in a theater.
Yeah.
I forget which one.
Whatever.
I don't know if they ever got married. It's ironic, though.
It's ironic. And I don't like irony, and I don't like houses that
you know what ironic rhymes with, though? Sonic.
Histrionic. Sonic.
Histrionic. Tonic.
The chronic.
The Sonic. How about we get Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg to record a new album called The Sonic?
You know, there were rumors. This is also on the Sony hack. He was going to change his... He was going to sign on to Sony under his new handle. He was Snoop Dogg, then he was Snoop Lion, next he was going to be Snoop Hogg, and all Sonic-themed music. He was inspired by the tunes of Sonic Adventure 2, which Weepy Sweet Monty, Lamont Cook, is going to be dropping on us.
He's going to give us a great reggae-infused cover of A Ghost Pumpkin Soup next week.
Tune in. Love that.
It's going to have some sweet reggae beats. We're going to have that one guy from that Yeezus track that sort of shouted in the background. He's going to be there.
Do you think...
The dance hall's going to be buzzing.
Do you think,
up in it.
Do you think Ye would be in a Sonic movie?
Would Kanye be in a Sonic movie? He would definitely do the score, because I think Power is the best song. That would be like the like the
I really thought music was dead for a while. I heard Open Your Heart came out, Live and Learn, Sonic Heroes, and I was like, I guess music's over. And then the
College Dropout dropped. Ugh. And I'm like, maybe somebody's doing something now.
When you think, you know, Michael Jackson almost made some music for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Do you think Kanye is going to help out any on Sonic Adventure 3?
I think he will. I think they might only use his music for the Knuckles-based stages. Because I think Knuckles and Kanye match up most ideologically.
Yeah, it'll close the loop on things, as we are going to close the loop on this podcast. Because we are 10 minutes over our current length, usually, so...
Well, last week was like an hour and 10 minutes, wasn't it?
No, I was able to get it down, so... I don't know if I can do that with this week. Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's get some plugs. I mean, we're going to get doxxed eventually for just
You already know. Just like, why do we even need to plug it anymore? You already know what's up.
I feel it's a formality.
Yeah, okay. I'm at ActionAllen on Twitter.
Pissgoblin.
You already know this.
Pissgoblin.twitter.com. Pissgoblin.tumblr.
I don't know if that's how the URL works.
You know what, Alan? I'm a web hit.
You're a web head?
I'm a web head. I'm Spider-Man and Santana. And whatever role I've claimed to be in the past, again, the director of the Star Wars Christmas special, what was it again?
You've pretended a lot of things this episode.
Did I also say I'm a pathological liar?
I forgot about that. That was before we started recording. Anyway, that happened.
So,
my bad.
Shout out to my psychiatrist, Dr. Quack.
Dr. Quack.
No relation.
No, the different guy. This is... It's a family name, I don't know.
Anyway, let's not delve into it. He is a giant talking anthropomorphic duck, but I'm not here to plug him. I'm here to plug...
His brother, Howard.
Howard's a cartoon character. He's from the Marvel Comics.
I see, I thought he was a live-action...
His name is Howie. Howie Duck. Howie.
I thought you were talking about Baby Huey?
Baby Huey.
He's your psychiatrist.
In Full House?
Baby Huey was in Full House. There was this cast of characters of human beings, a dog named Comet, and then Baby Huey.
Is Full House a TV show or is it a Naruto arc? The Full House arc.
It's both, actually. There was a crossover episode where DJ goes and learns some new jutsus to beat up a school bully with the help of Sasuke and Naruto.
That was the best performance Skrillex had ever given up to that point.
Yeah, it was really great.
And
I love that
speaking of performance, I think we've done our performance.
We've done
today.
A bang up job this week.
Good job, everybody.
Yeah, good job us. Good job that dog in the distance. Good job, Santana.
I also want to plug Dog and Scissors. Great anime. Look it up. Enjoy that.
If you say so. I do not endorse any of Russ's anime recommendations. So
good night, everybody.
Just watch out.
Good night, everybody. Remember, live and learn.